Today we are going to read from Apostle Peter's letter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. I'll read from NASB New American Standard Bible. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. In the same chapter, in earlier part, Apostle Peter told his recipients, especially those Jewish Christians, you are a chosen race. It is a spiritually chosen race, both Jewish and Gentile Christians. And you are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. So that you, spiritual Israelites, you may proclaim the excellencies of God who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people. Now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. So, Peter goes on saying, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts that wage war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles so that in the thing which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your own good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. And he goes on saying, subject yourself to emperors and upper power, especially those slaves, subject yourself to your masters, not by doing misdeeds, but suffering, even unjust mistreatment. Then comes verse 21, today's chosen text, and following up to verse 25. For this purpose, suffering for the cause of good conscience, when you slaves and those who are under Roman oppression, you do your good behavior, good deeds, yet you suffer. Then such suffering, unjust suffering, you are called. Apostle Paul and his companions not infrequently imprisoned and suffered unjust oppression. That's why First Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3 he said, no one should be shaken among you, Thessalonians, recipients of my letter, by these afflictions that we suffer, Paul and his companions. For you yourselves know that we Christians, all we mission teams, we are appointed to this. To what? Unjust mistreatment, unjust afflictions. Well, only missionaries, they are appointed to this? No. We are in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. All the recipients of his letter, regardless of ethnic groups, ethnic origins, children of God, possession of God, holy nation, royal high priest, all and each one of you, each one of us today, we are called for this purpose. Suffering, especially unjust suffering. Why? Because Christ, our perfect type, our perfect pattern of humanity, suffered for us. He left an example for us to follow in his steps. So it is unavoidable course set each one of us. It is set before us. None of us can go out of the boundary. It is our lifelong marathon course. And Jesus, our forerunner, he went before us, leaving us his footsteps, that exemplary life of suffering, unjust suffering. So today's text commands us this: follow in Jesus' steps. It is not ambiguous command. Very clear-cut, self-evident, obvious command. Because not in the form of angelic beings. No, but in the form of human flesh and bone. Exactly like us, Jesus appeared on earth, lived his life for more than 30 years, showed us, including his own half-brothers and sisters, to follow exactly his exemplary life, especially life of unjust oppressions and sufferings. Of course, Jesus suffered for our sakes. Though he was no sinner, but he became not just a sinner, became a sin itself for our sakes. So that he could get punishment for our sins. Such punishment come from God's justice system. Sin should get punished. And he became our sin. And in our place, he got punished. So his exemplary life is full of such unjust punishment, oppressions, sufferings and afflictions on our behalf. Only thing Jesus positively left us was leaving all his sufferings, the cause of his sufferings, to just, righteous God alone. Not out of vengeful spirit, but out of compassionate spirit for his own oppressors and persecutors. That's why on the cross, Jesus asked the Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing to me. It is not vengeful spirit. It is compassionate pity he had for his adversaries, oppressors, and his persecutors and enemies, leaving us example, positive one, leaving all cause to the righteous, just judge. Not out of vengeful spirit, but merciful, compassionate spirit. How Jesus endured such unruly, unjust mistreatment against his body and soul? Verse 22 said, while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he did not utter any threat to his persecutors. Only one positive cause was this. He kept entrusting himself, all his cause, to God who judges righteously. It is for all our sakes Jesus went through such extreme sufferings. So what the outcome of that? So that we might also die to sin and live to righteousness. Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, he made it very clear. He himself declared, I am crucified with the Lord on the cross. Very simple, but so true. You Galatians and I, all we have been crucified with Christ. So I, Paul, it is not any longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live, and the life we all live in the flesh on this earth, I we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us, who loved me, who gave himself for me and for us. That is the purpose of Jesus' exemplary endurance under such unjust suffering and oppression, culminated in the crucifixion on the tree. Purpose was so that we may follow his footsteps. So it is good to know that all we ought to die to sin, because persons who die on the cross by way of crucifixion could not commit sin any longer. So eventually all we died to sin. But upon Jesus' resurrection, we might live, resurrect with him again to righteousness, so that we may live a new life, completely renewed life, true holiness and righteousness. Once Adam and his wife were created after image of God and likeness of God, to such original status, we are renewed again, true righteousness and holiness. Because on the cross with Jesus, all we died to sin. Upon his resurrection, all we with him resurrected to righteousness in God's image in our spirits, true holiness and righteousness. Now, only one positive thing we have from Jesus' suffering is this. We are righteous before God. God any longer impute guilt to our totally corrupt, miserable body and soul. Instead, pacified himself with us because our sins are punished upon Jesus' body and soul. So through Jesus, God sees us righteous. Imputed to us instead Jesus' righteousness. So, Apostle Peter emphatically repeats this phrase, I remind you, I recall you to the fact what? We are crucified with Jesus. We are strangers and aliens on this earth, but we are holy nation, royal priesthood, possession of God, totally different kind of life we received. And how to live? Follow Jesus' footsteps as newly created people of God. Whatever circumstances we are under, God calls us by mouth of Apostle Peter, follow our Redeemer and our Savior Jesus Christ's footsteps through unjust mistreatment, suffering, culminated in crucifixion. all his suffering is to make us renewed, completely new in true holiness and righteousness. So he reminds us what truly we are. We are by nature constantly go astray. We constantly by nature love ourselves, hate God, and make use of our neighbors, hate our neighbors. Unless by his obtaining righteousness from God as a reward for his obedience to death on the cross, we could go continually astray. But now we have returned to the bishop, shepherd of our souls. So we are under perfect, compassionate, at the same time, mightily powerful protection of our omnipotent shepherd and bishop. Thank God for Jesus' total commitment to protecting us, providing us with all necessary things to reach to heavenly place. Thank God for the love of God poured on us through His Son. Thank God for Jesus' love for us, laying down His life while we were still sinners. So let us follow His footsteps. No matter how unjustly we are put under oppression, sufferings, being taken advantage, still we are God's possession and faithfully follow Jesus' footsteps while enduring unjust suffering. May God be praised, glorified by our enduring good deeds under severe unjust persecutions, so that people may turn to God, giving glory to God. That is our normal life on earth. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. It is power of your Holy Spirit. Otherwise, we could not follow our Lord Jesus' footsteps. May the power of the Holy Spirit fill our soul and body always, that we may never go astray, always closely following our spiritual shepherds and our bishops' footsteps. In His name we pray. Amen.